healthiest version
of yourself.
Until the next one, we say GMTM.
From Shaquanti, it is Suzonzo Moya.
Fresh Breakfast is on us. NSK and Shaquan. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
It is 7:54 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio. Award-winning stuff indeed. How dare you?
Come on.
Where have you been? But welcome, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the NSK and Shaquan on your number one. We'll be on until about 10 a.m. Now, today we are celebrating the land of Thabo Bester.
Oh, wow. No. Thabo Bester, yeah. But Dr. Nandip.
Dr. Nandip.
I know she's a force to be reckoned with.
Ah, okay. All right. Okay, but guys, let's give a respectable intro, okay?
Yeah, honestly.
We're celebrating the land of Nelson Mandela.
Yes, we are.
What I mean? We're celebrating the land of Madikizela Mandela.
Yes.
We're celebrating the land of Leon Schuster.
Trevor Noah.
You know what I mean? And the gentleman that knows all about it, DJ Katu, Abuti Nice Time, is on air right now with us.
Yes, he is.
What's happening, baby?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Ah, man. It's a beautiful morning indeed. Katu, where are you right now? Like, is in this moment? Where did you even wake up, boy?
No, I'm at my house. I'm in Joburg. At my house.
Okay. Where in Joburg, my guy?
Hey, you are okay, but you're also in another country. Oh, so it's fine.
Yeah, revealing your location and all of that, because I'm like, whoa. I think what it is that we're trying to determine, you know, because we obviously do the breakfast show, we always ask people out of curiosity, like, where exactly did you wake up today?
Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, no, Centen.
In Centen. Oh, yeah, my man. Fantastic. Listen, happy Freedom Day, my guy.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much.
I think the first question for you, DJ Katu, Abuti Nice Time, would be, are you guys celebrating it? You know what I mean? Because I ask this because, you know what I mean, in Southern Africa generally, the mood is that, you know what I mean, why are we celebrating Independence Day if we don't have jobs and all that? But what's the mood like in South Africa? Are you guys celebrating Freedom Day today?
So it's very, very different from what obviously everyone would basically be saying leading to the day, because people would be tweeting stuff like that, like jobs and whatever. But like when the day is actually here, I know a lot of like TV stations will be playing like Nelson Mandela speeches and just taking us back to the 1994 elections.
Yeah.
But for the youth, they're mostly partying. There's like parties all over. Like I'm a DJ, so there's gigs, we're partying, you know. It's just a normal holiday for us. But obviously commemorating the fact that in 1994 this was the very first time black people got the opportunity to vote in the elections, national elections.
So yeah. All right.
That is obviously at the back of our heads.
Yeah. So I think obviously, I mean, you know, you'd be seeing that you are a DJ, you obviously be clubbing. I mean, not clubbing per se, but DJing at different events and so forth. That's also a celebration in its own, because there's like, it just speaks volume of freedom for me as well. But I know that,
Freedom Day events and stuff like that. Sorry to cut you. I'm just saying,
All right. No, that's fantastic. So what I want to ask you, DJ Katu, is what exactly, personally for you, what exactly does Freedom Day mean to you
on a personal scale?
Yeah, 29 years later, what does it mean for you?
Yeah, on a personal scale, I mean, it's a very great step for the country, and personally for me, I just found it very absurd, the fact that 29 years ago, 30 years prior to this, people were not able to vote, people were segregated. Yeah, I just find it weird. And now, in hindsight, you think it's very, very illogical. And now that you see it now, and you see the impact that it has in the South African country, to see people living side by side and just being free to be themselves, I think it's a great thing for me. Mm. I mean, more black people now own businesses, more black people are able to move around freely, own land. So it's a lot. It's a lot. We've come very far as a people.
Oh, all right.
I mean, look, like, not so long ago, we celebrated Zimbabwe's independence.
Very true.
And you know, a lot of people, like, you know, gave us a high five just in the sense that, listen, as Southern Africans, here we are in 2023 celebrating each other.
Mm.
And I'm going to pose that question to you as well. I mean, do you think we should celebrate each other more?
More, yeah.
You know what I mean? Should South Africa highlight Botswana? Should Botswana highlight Namibia? Should Namibia highlight Angola, et cetera, et cetera?
100%. I think there's that one thing that we can never break as black people. Unity is something that we should embrace and celebrate. I feel like regardless of whichever country's Independence Day, we should celebrate each other because that brings out a unified Africa, a unified SADC, a unified people.
Yeah,
so I think it's a very important thing to also acknowledge. Also, you get to learn about other countries because as an individual, I get to travel and go to these other countries. When you get there and you know nothing about their country, and when they teach you and they tell you more about their country, you get fascinated.
Mm.
So I feel like we should embrace each other and celebrate each other's countries. It's a good thing. It shows unity. It shows love for one another.
For one another. I mean, honestly, we come from the same place. We have, you know, the same, or we had the same struggles. Even till today, we still have the same struggle for the most part. I mean, obviously, in Namibia, we don't have load shedding, but I just mean, you know. Yeah, we don't have to worry about that. Whether the person lives in the Sandton of Windhoek or Namibia or the Soweto of Namibia doesn't matter. But listen, on the real, there's a question that some of our listeners actually wanted us to pose to you, and that is, how is it possible that South Africans do not know Namibia? You don't even know the fact that we actually speak Afrikaans on this side. Please just break it down for us. Because
make it make sense.
You know, for South Africa, honestly speaking, I'm not trying to be like sass or anything.
But are we not in the history books, by the way? Is Namibia not in the history books of South Africa?
No, you guys are. You guys are in the history books. But it's a thing of South Africans have this Western mentality.
Mm.
So every time people think of traveling, they think of going to Asia or the West or whatever.
Yeah.
And if they go into countries outside, I mean, there are South Africans who don't even know Zimbabwe. South Africans who don't even know Mozambique or Botswana.
That's wild.
South Africans who don't even know Lesotho. That's inside South Africa. South Africans who don't know Swaziland.
Yeah.
The only places we think of, most South Africans think of, though, in Africa, they'll think, let's go to Egypt, let's go to Nigeria, let's go to Ghana, let's go to Kenya.
Mm.
And that's about it.
Mm.
You know, right. And you guys are literally next door.
We are family.
Right, so much about next door, my guy.
We know. We don't even know the national language in Namibia. We don't know. We're just living our best lives. You know what? Honestly speaking, when I met NSK, right, when we were talking and we were at this conference and we were doing stuff, radio stuff, and I was so fascinated about the stuff that you were telling me. And I was like, man, I gotta come through to Namibia. You know? You guys know so much, but we don't know anything. So you
I
guys
know, yeah, mean, it's true.
Yes,
absolutely. Well, DJ Kato, thank you so much for your time. I mean, we've run out of time right now, but I did want to say that it's all love, honestly. Happy Freedom Day. 29 years later, South Africa has really done amazing things. We can't wait to see what happens in the next 29 years. But I will say this, it's all love. It's all love, but we still have the Bills Beltong. Have a lovely day.
Whoa.
Bars, my guy, bars. Thank you so much, Kato. Have a nice time. We appreciate you, my guy.
Bye.
All right, cheers.
This is a